One last truth before we go. He who opens and no one shuts. When Jesus does something, that's it. He who opens and no one shuts and shuts as no one opens is saying what Jesus does can't be stopped, overturned, ruined, thwarted, or ended. Remember I told you, I drew right here about the man who died. It was in the second class. His name was C.T. Studd. What an interesting name. And I said that man was in the heart of Africa and all those people were sitting around at his funeral. Did you know he started something over a century ago in Africa that's going to this day? What he started in the heart of Africa issued forth into transformed lives, which issued forth into generational change in the heart of Africa. Jesus opened a door, and the devil and all of his minions and all the heathen savages that surrounded C.T. Studd couldn't close that door. Because when Jesus opens something, it can't be shut. Now, the other half of that is when Jesus shuts something, it can't be open. Do you know what I can say? What Paul said. He said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. That's the opening and the shutting. God can shut the door to the pleasures of Egypt for a season like Moses did. Moses lived in Egypt and didn't succumb to the evil. That's how you and I can live if we let Jesus be the one that opens and shuts. Opens God's will to us and shuts the prison house of sin to us living any longer therein. Now it's very interesting. Jesus uses this term never, which means open and never close, close and never open. Those nevers are all the way through his ministry. The first two times Jesus says never in his ministry, and actually you should look in the Gospel of John, he loves to use the word never. It's an absolute term. Jesus opens the door to eternal satisfaction and to eternal light. That's John 4:14. Let me just read these to you. John 4:14. Whoever drinks of the water I shall give him shall never thirst. Notice the never. Look at John 6:35. I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. Wow. That's amazing. John 8:12. He spoke to him again. I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall never walk in darkness. When Jesus opens the door to eternal light and life and satisfaction, no one can shut it. But you know what? The last door is the best one. In John 8:51, Jesus says four different ways the same thing. Number one, most assuredly I say unto you, if anyone keeps my word, they will never see death. The second time in the same passage. If anyone keeps my word, they will never taste death. Third, in verse 52, and I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Fourthly, John 10:28, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Wow. John 11:26, John 10:28, John 8:51 and 52. This is the most amazing promise that Jesus said, I've opened the door of endless life. Hebrews chapter 9 puts it this way. We live after the power of an endless life. We're not afraid of death. We're not afraid of destruction because whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The body will, but I never will. And I have a new body reserved in heaven. Jesus was not looking for perfection, just faithfulness. They were doing the basics faithfully. What does that mean? They confessed and forsook their sins. They weren't sinless. They just said, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord. They were confessing and forsaking. They weren't hiding their sin. They weren't living in their sin. They were just normal, healthy Christians pleasing God. The healthy life that Jesus offers to believers, it's just an abundant, confident, joyful, guilt-free life.